This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus. As we look onto the hills from which coming our help coming from you. Oh, precious Father, as we decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in us increase, use us, Father God, for thy glory. Anoint your lips of clay, hide me behind Calvary's cross in the name of Jesus. So, prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that was trying to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easy to be set us, we just shake it off. Actually, put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, oh Holy Spirit of living God, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Here in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Just for the next few minutes, amen, I should pray for us and with us. We want to talk about Jesus is the real reason for all season. Jesus is the reason for all season. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, before we get into the Word of God today, we want you to know that Christmas is just around the corner. The Christmas season will be, hallelujah, the days leading on to Christmas, we must have a mindset of remembering what Jesus did for us, what he hallelujah, because as we get ready to celebrate, according to man, the birth of Jesus Christ, it is an important birth. And also, through the birth of Jesus Christ, there's many benefits that have come about. Through his birth, it opened up the door for the beginning of salvation also, which is attached to his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus Christ He is the way, the truth, and the life. Here, when we see in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, where the prophet Isaiah prophesied years before the birth of Christ actually happened. It was in the Old Testament that it was prophesied. And in the New Testament was when the manifestation took place. Here in the book of Luke, it talks about it. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. People of God, for many people, Christian, for many people, Christmas ushers in the season of hustle and bustle, because most people, they are mindful about going to try to find gifts to buy for families and friends. And they're also in their busy schedule during this Christmas season. They are during the holidays. They are looking forward to Christmas plays to attend and for parties to enjoy. Some people may feel like they are scrambling to escape the clutches of darkness. Well, even in this pandemic, due to maybe grief through the loss of a loved one, or a state of depression, or feeling of worthlessness, discouragement, and much more. Even during these times, we still, as human beings, must be thankful and grateful for Jesus, because he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So thank God that Jesus Christ is the real reason for all seasons. You see, Jesus brings hope to both the meek and the bustling of lives. For those of us that are still in darkness, and for those who have simply forgotten to slow down and enjoy God's presence and love of our Savior. See, here again, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 7, verse 14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. It also says in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God's love for all mankind is the greatest gift of all. It is that God gave his Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. Jesus, the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus, he is the light of the world. And truly, he is the reason for this Christmas season. Beloved, as Christmas is approaching, and approaching very swiftly, we as born again believers of Christ, we should take time to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas. You see, Christmas is a time to celebrate. It is a time in the upcoming days when we will be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus came from heaven onto earth to die willingly for our sins on Calvary's cross because he loved us that much. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, it says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the real reason for every season. As we look around in the preparation for Christmas holiday, we find it on houses, decoration. We even find it in Christmas cards. And it is something that we sing. Jesus is the reason for the season. So as believers of Christ, remember, without Christ, there is no Christmas. Without him, without Christ, there would be no salvation. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, beloved, Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father. Jesus is the one when the Father said, go, he came, he went. When God said, go, Jesus didn't hesitate because there were none that was righteous. No, not one. Jesus lowered himself from the position in heaven, took upon himself the form of man, lowered himself a little bit lower than angels, born of a virgin by the name of Mary, came down to earth, was born of a virgin, took upon, grew up, came voluntarily, gave up his life for all mankind, paid the penalty for our sins. As the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus, he became God in the flesh. Yes, Jesus can really agree and he can sense of what we go through because of the humanity that he took upon himself. Yes, he was 100% man and 100% God. When the Bible says, when the Word was made flesh, Jesus is the Word. He was the Word from the beginning of creation. Here we see that he became flesh and he dwelt among us. So he can relate to what we go through. He can relate to the ups and downs that we face in life. He can relate to when we are feeling good and feeling bad. Behold, Jesus, God said to him to come down to earth and offer himself as a sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus didn't hesitate. He came down and he offered his body as a living sacrifice on Calvary's cross for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. Jesus, he is the real reason for the season. People of God, Jesus has always been and will always be eternal. Yes, Jesus was before the earth, and he was and always will be the apple of God's eyes, which is he's full of grace and truth. Jesus is our peacemaker with God and also with man. Jesus Christ, he is the Savior. He is Almighty. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, it says, "And the angel said unto them," talking about the shepherds that were watching their flock by night, "the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Jesus, he is the reason for all season. Yes, the Christmas season, as we know it and are experiencing it, it is a time that is loved by many, and it's a time that is hated by just as many. Yet, my brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of which side of that issue you may fall on, this much is true, that the Christmas season is a time filled with many mixed messages about pagan and worldly rituals. Beloved, too many people during Christmas has the idea that Christmas is all about money, commercialism, and greed. And on the other hand, others see it as a time for party, for meals, and a time for get-togethers. Even during this pandemic, we can still celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, here the angels appeared before. The angel appeared before the shepherds with a message of good tidings. The message of the angel is found in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10. It says that it was a message of salvation. It is a message of hope. So, beloved, this message came first to the shepherd than to those who are social outcasts. Yes, Jesus came to those that are, or that were, to the poor, those that society rejects, those that had no social status in the worldly classification. You see, these shepherds that were watching that sheep by night, they were classified as low class at best, according to that particular time, as far as society's standing goes. And the religious folks ignored them. Yes, they were the shepherds displayed, but they were unable to attend services. These shepherds were despised by society because they were unable to attend services and unable to keep the ceremonial laws of washing and cleaning. You see, their flock of sheep just kept them too busy. So, beloved, God gave the first message of his son Jesus to the common shepherd, those looked upon as sinners. People of God, the gospel is still a message of hope. Jesus is the reason for all season. You see, Christmas is a time of giving. God gave his son for the guilty. God gave his son for the poor, the rejected. He gave his son for all mankind. You see, Jesus, this child that we are talking about, he was born in Bethlehem in a manger. He wasn't no ordinary baby. You see, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he was literally God in human flesh. Jesus taught like any other man. No, Jesus taught like no other man did. Jesus performed miracles that no one else could ever duplicate. Jesus healed. He preached. He loved. And he reached out. God gave to us his greatest gift, his only begotten son, who's called Jesus. Bible says again in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever that believeth in him shall have everlasting life. Again, thank God for giving the greatest gift, which is Jesus. He is the gift that keeps on giving. People of God, Christmas time is not too far away. It is a time for us to glorify God in our own lives. It is a time for us as believers of Christ to demonstrate our faith before our family and friends. Because it is a day set aside to celebrate the birth of Christ and also for the salvation to be available. So people of God, the world needs to know the true meaning for this season. Believers of Christ, Christ came not only to give us salvation, but through his life, he demonstrated how we should be living our lives. See, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So yes, beloved, we need to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Yes, beloved, it is so easy to be consumed by the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season. Again, from the decoration of our houses to picking up gifts for our loved ones and friends. Also in planning our holiday travel and holiday meal. All of these things put together can be exhausting and frustrating. But people of God, we must always remember that Jesus is the reason for all seasons. Yes, Christmas may be a season where families and friends come together to celebrate, to have fun, and to exchange gifts and all the tradition that goes along with it. With Christmas, all the happiness that it brings. But remember, it's only temporary. You see, all that joy and excitement for that one day, it will pass. And then we are left again to face the reality of life after the day is gone. Well, people of God, Jesus offers us his hope. That is who he is, the reason for all seasons. Jesus encouraged us to fix our eyes on him so that whether we are in abundance or lacking or lack during the holiday season, we know that we are celebrating something that holds a much deeper meaning. It is more than presents or get together. It is more meaningful than the Christmas tree and the mistletoe. Yes, Christ's offer of eternal life and salvation. It gives us hope that we will be okay. There is a light in eternity with Christ that awakens us. People of God, even during Jesus' birth, Christ shows us that life is more than the things that the world can offer. Jesus, he is the reason for all seasons. He is the light of the world and the hope of humanity. Yes, God created us, created you and I and all mankind to endure an eternal friendship with him. From eternity, God ordained the means for us to be reconciled to him. Because of our imperfection, there is nothing we could do or say to earn or to deserve his forgiveness. So this is what God did. Again, according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is the reason all season. Oh, yes, he is. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we just hope and pray that all be well with you during this Christmas season.
Silent night, holy night, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is right. Round yon virgin mother.
In a very special way. We just hope and pray that you would just continuously look onto the hills from which comes your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer here this night.
Thank you so much for dialing in and joining us this evening. It's an abbreviated broadcast this evening. We pray that something was said that would remind you of this Christmas season and realize that it's not about the commercialization that we've made it, got gifts and buying things and decorations. It's about the birth of Jesus who came to give us eternal life. So with that being said, share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends. And have them join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you with us. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. Again, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And we pray that the Lord willing, you have a great weekend. And the Lord willing, we'll be back on Tuesday, standard time. God bless. Have a great weekend.